coach here tonight in Boone, you'll take on a familiar program with a familiar head coach, won't you?
Jim Fox has done a very, very good job of laying a foundation here. You know, this year they gave Iowa State all they can handle, losing by six. They beat a good Texas El Paso team. They're a dangerous team, and he's got a very young team, a bunch of sophomores and juniors, and he's got them playing at a very good pace right now.
So personnel-wise, Shabazz is a legitimate scorer, including him. Who are some other players that rise to the top of the scouting report?
Well, let's talk Shabazz first. A junior, Jim has converted him to the point guard, a brilliant move on Jim's part. Shabazz, I think, has now got himself on some list as a potential NBA player somewhere down the road. He's playing that well, averaging 23 a game, shooting the ball from three, getting fouled, handling the ball very effectively. They've got three front court players that are interchangeable, Isaac Johnson, Tyrell Johnson, and Griffin Kinney. They're long, they're athletic, they're tough, they're skilled, and they fit that versatility that Jimmy so wants. He's got two young guards that came in. That one is a guy named Showen Williams, who's quick, really very good with the ball, gets it where Jimmy wants it, and runs their show pretty well off the bench. And then Justin Forrest, whose father played for Georgia Tech, James Forrest. They had 36 the other night against James Madison. Coming off the bench, a freshman, he's getting 22 a game. So they've got a lot of pieces, and they've got a couple of other guys that have been seasoned seniors, fifth-year graduate students. So he's got a pretty good bench as well.
Following the game at Nevada on Tuesday, we talked about protecting the basketball. What did you guys work on since Tuesday night to maybe refocus in that area?
You know that Jimmy's going to do everything he can to disrupt what we do. He knows it like the back of his hand. We've got to just be tougher with the ball. But we can't be playing 30 feet from the basket, hesitating. And the length of Nevada caused that. Nevada's a superb defensive team. They had a good win last night at Hawaii on the road. We really talked a lot about attacking space, and to me that's the primary aspect of basketball, win the war for space, whether it's offense or defense. And we looked very hesitant and unaggressive against Nevada, but that was because they made us that way.
And finally, Coach, give us some keys to this game tonight.
Well, we got to get back on defense. The secondary break that App State will run is lethal. They score 45% of their points in the first 10 seconds of the possession. They're going to send four guys to the offensive glass, which is very unusual, but they really just attack the glass. So we got to control the boards. And then we got to get in the gaps against their penetration. It's pivotal that we get in the gaps and become a team of defenders. On the offensive side, we got to be aggressive, as I've said, but we've got to understand that they might do some switching, which Nevada did, which teams have done to us in the past, and we've got to respond to the switching by not being disrupted whatsoever.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Jared.